Next week, we'll be examining Washington's freshest crop, marijuana, the agriculture, the security, and the personalities. Over 4 days, correspondent Anna King will take us along to remote corners of Washington to meet the farmers who are taking part in this Wild West adventure. Anna had a partner on this road trip. Riding shotgun was the Tacoma News Tribune's Jordan Schrader. Both reporters join me now to talk about their journey and their collaborative series that we're calling First Cut. So, Anna, tell us a little bit about what these farms look like. Are they remote? What's the approach like to them?
Yeah, Austin, I've been to many farms over my career as an agricultural reporter, and I have never seen anything like this. We went to some really remote corners of the state, down dirt roads, down, you know, long gravel driveways, behind gates, trying to get into some of these areas. And when we finally got there, what we saw was really surprising. They had these large fenced-in areas for the outdoor grows that were all blinded with like a plastic or sheeting so that you couldn't see in. They had different protocols for growing. Some people were drilling holes in the ground and filling them up with compost to plant a plant, and other people were digging up the entire area like you would plow a field and amending it with different composts. They seemed to do a different water protocol too, which was some people would like douse the plants with water. Other people were eyedroppering water into the pots. It was just all over the board.
And I know that I'm trying to picture what a nouveau marijuana farmer looks like. Are we going to expect to see sort of your typical farmer getting into this line of business, or is this something that's drawing a lot of real characters?
Well, we saw a fair amount of tie-dye and Crocs and Keens that you might expect, I guess. But we also met a traditional farmer who's grown all kinds of crops, from eggplant to blueberries, and he's trying to get into the business too. So I think we're going to see a lot of different types there too.
I think just some of the characters, if I could have done a fiction book about pot growers and what they're like, I don't think I could have come up with the sort of material that Jordan and I found on the road to be reality. One of the first growers that we met came out in a tie-dye t-shirt. She had actual butterfly wing earrings that were encased in glass. She had a wispy white mohawk. She's, you know, in her 60s or early 70s. I don't think you can make that stuff up.
And so, Anna, do your farmer friends give credibility to this as a real crop and real farming, or do they think this is just a bunch of hippies getting into, gardening?
I think it's interesting in that in some respects, these people look like you might expect a pot grower to look like, but they're very business-minded. They're in this to make money. They understand what's at stake. They've, in many cases, put their own personal cash. They've cashed in their retirement. They've sold a car. They've vended off a house. They are putting their blood, sweat, and tears into this growing operation. And what's really interesting is they're very serious about it, even though they're doing it in very different ways. Some people are kind of more like Mother Earth, and this is my garden, and I'm nurturing these plants, and I'm talking to them. And other people are just like, we're going to spray some pesticides, we're going to make sure that this crop is getting off the ground, we have all these processing stations. They were very business-like about it. And so I think it's kind of all over the map. And where the profitability needle will pin. You just kind of have to see as this goes out.
Now, the state's putting a big premium on security, so I want to know, cameras, armed guards, Rottweilers, what's the deal for the perimeter of these grow operations?
Dozens of cameras required by law, fences required by law for the outdoor grows, very tight security measures for the indoor grows. We found one grower who was talking about how he had guns and dogs nearby, and if the guns don't get you, the dogs will. Although his co-worker and family member was quick to say that the guns were not on the property.
And I think it's interesting in that they're not as concerned as I thought they'd be. I thought that we would have to go through multiple fence lines, multiple dog parks, you know, to get to these operations. And it wasn't as intense as I expected. That being said, some of these places are in remote areas that unless you really knew where they were, they just kind of look like nondescript buildings or industrial areas, and you wouldn't really pick them out as a marijuana grow. It's not obvious from the road.
Okay. Thanks, Anna King and Jordan Schrader. Our series First Cut starts next week. It's a collaboration with the Tacoma News Tribune.